This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There was innuendo bingo with Pete Wicks and Bobby Norris off of Towie. Bobby couldn't cope, bless, and fell off his chair. You choose some more bangers. Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real. People who are addicted to saying yes, get the help they need. And some cats having an absolute mad one in the live lounge off their paws on catnip on our first ever cat rave. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Right, so today on Innuendo Bingo, it was supposed to be Pete Wicks and Megan McKenna off of Towie, but sadly, they don't seem to be together anymore. They broke up.
Are they actually broken up or are they on bad terms?
Whatever. Megan's not coming in.
There's drams.
There's some drams. So in her place will be Bobby Norris with Pete Wicks on Innuendo Bingo today. Right, they're not a new couple. Okay, they're just coming in.
Well, I was going to ask, are they the source of the drams now?
No.
Are they lovers?
They're not there. Well, we can ask them at 1:45 and they're going to get very wet on Innuendo Bingo. Pete Wicks and Bobby Norris from Towie at 1:45. I always love having Bobby on. He's hilarious.
He's the best.
Love him.
He is really funny.
Also today, you know, we're this week on Radio 1 focusing on your kind of mental well-being and trying to make you a bit less stressed. Everyone is so happy here today because we've got some cute kittens in the live lounge.
I mean, it does seem to work, doesn't it? Everyone seems to be in a much kind of, much better mood today because of the animals.
Yeah. Well, you know that scientists have found that actually your heart rate does reduce when you kind of pet cute animals.
So there is pet therapy, isn't there?
So we've got some really cute kittens just kind of chilling in the live lounge right now. If you can go onto the website, Radio 1 website, you can actually see them. The kittens and puppies are being fully looked after. Their owners are here from the agency. They're having a lovely time, actually. Go and have a look. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Take a little break from your life stress today and just watch some cuteness on your computer at work or maybe sneakily in your phone during a revision break today. Go to the Radio 1 homepage and you'll see these cats. They're so cute.
What cats are they? Because they seem particularly cute, these ones.
I don't know, but they are. They are lush. So, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Have a little break from your life and just chill yourself out a little bit. After two today, after we do Innuendo Bingo, we're going to do something that the cats will absolutely love.
A little bit of a treat.
Yeah, proper treat.
Mm.
So, we've sent somebody out to get something which just comes in a little tiny bag, like a little sachet, and the cats go mad for it.
Yeah.
Catnip.
Have we sourced some, or are we trying to source from...
Well, we caught a couple of blokes, but we've managed to get...
We've got some.
A couple of roads away, and we've sent them out to go and source it. So after two, we're going to have a cat rave. Because, don't know if you've ever given a cat catnip, they absolutely love it. They go crazy.
Little treat for the cats.
Perfectly safe, but they climb the walls.
And we're all going to join in. Cat rave. When are you saying cat rave's on,
just
Scott?
After two, we're going to do a cat rave, and you'll be able to watch it on the Radio 1 website. It's going to go off.
Scott Mills.
And it's Pete Wicks and Bobby Norris. Hi, lads.
How are we doing?
How are you doing? You all right?
Really good, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Bobby's always so polite. Remember that from last time? He's so polite.
So, Bobby, you're back again. How many times have you done this now? Is it once or twice?
This will be my second.
Second time,
yeah. Okay.
Been shopping already, Bobby, today, have you?
Yeah, I had to go and do a little bit of shopping on Oxford Street. Got to be done, isn't
it? The thing is, right, see, when you're up west, it's got to be done, isn't it?
Well, multitask, Scott, multitask.
What'd you get, babe?
A little bit of aftershave.
Which, are you wearing that now?
I am.
Oh, I could honestly smell you before I saw you.
You smell good though.
And Bobby, do you remember before your face didn't really move because I think you sprayed something on your face before that was almost made you water resistant. What have you done?
Teflon face.
Yeah. Ooh. What have you done this time?
Nothing. I haven't prepared the face. I've just got a normal bit of moisturiser on, so hopefully it'll just run off.
Right. And Pete, how are you doing? All right.
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Been a bit of drams, eh?
Oh, there's always a bit of drama.
So we did announce that Megan McKenna would be on today, but she's not here. So, Bobby, you've taken her place.
I have.
Do you want to explain what's happened if Pete doesn't?
Do you know what? I'll be honest, Scott. Even I can't keep up.
Right.
Would you like to divulge, Pete, anything?
What's the current situation?
What's going on?
The current... Well, you'll have to wait and see. You'll have to...
Oh, no, that's where we go. Well, Bobby's here instead of Megan.
But
is it still complicated?
It's complicated. We're up and down like a yo-yo, aren't we?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, it's just a bit of a nightmare, isn't it?
Pete Wicks and Megan
McKenna drama.
On, off, on, off, on, off.
Do you, like, trying to understand the situation when you work on a show like that, do you amp up the drama more because you're on the show and it is making good TV, or is this genuinely
we try and amp it down. but I think being on the show, it just naturally ramps it all up, doesn't it? Because everyone's then involved and it just becomes a bit of a nightmare. But
when was the last time you spoke to Megan?
Recently.
Was that
they really do keep
to?
It for the telly, don't they?
Was that speaking to, or was, because it comes down to like Instagram likes and things like that. Do you know what I mean?
No, social media, we're not social media friendly at the minute.
You're not really unfollowing each other, don't you, when you're around?
Yeah, we're not social media friendly, but look, there's no like, we haven't had like a big like bust up. It's not like an awkward thing. So I'd just rather Bobby be here.
So are you single at the moment?
You'll have to wait and see. You know what I mean? Got to keep you guessing, boys.
Bobby, are you the new love interest?
Possibly. There's an exclusive for your radio.
Exactly. This is something you didn't know.
This is our first date.
What I really enjoy about Bobby is, like, when we're talking about on this breakup, you can see his little face going like, it's perfectly normal to you, isn't it?
Yeah,
every day.
I don't bat an eyelid.
You really don't.
It's just normal now, isn't it?
in your situation, Pete, is Bobby a help or a hindrance on the show? Do you find that he's more of a gossip and it makes things awkward? Or is he there as a sort of shoulder to cry
on? Come on, it's Bobby. He loves a gossip. But if there was something wrong, you can speak to Bobby. He's a good boy.
I think I'm a very good shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, he's a good shoulder to cry on. He is. I'll give you that.
The agony uncle of Essex, isn't I?
You are the agony uncle.
Hey, we're trying to de-stress people on Radio 1 this week, so we've got some cute dogs and cats in the live lounge. Have you seen them yet?
Oh, them little leopard cats.
Yeah, they're really
so
cute,
sweet.
Aren't
kittens
they?
Are beaut, yeah.
Aren't they? It kind of does take your stress levels down. You can see them on the Radio 1 website. I'm glad that you came in smelling so good, though, because I think one of the dogs has done something.
Yes, yeah, we've been, yeah.
It's kind of masking it.
Right. Talk of the office at the moment, actually.
I think that's the first time anyone's done that in the live lounge, but I can't be sure. So the kittens have taken over today. So any of the bingo you won't be able to watch live, but it will be up online later on Facebook and Radio 1 YouTube channel.
Scott Mills.
Here we go.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Got some of the TOWIE lads in today. Pete Wicks with his first time on Innuendo Bingo. Bobby Norris, second time round. Good to have you back, Bobs.
Thank you, Babes. Good
okay.
to be back.
Right, so, ready, Chris?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yep.
A three-way situation here. You can't watch this at the moment, but you'll be able to watch it later on Facebook Live. Not Facebook Live, Facebook, Radio 1 Facebook, and also Radio 1 YouTube. Okay, so, water, please, as much as you can in your mouths, please. Lots of it. Let's get as wet as possible. Please do not swear. You can use each other's face. Don't worry about the bin. Just there for effect. First up, we're going over to our very own Mr. Jam on BBC Radio 1. Now, Mr. Jam and his audience are, as you know, right at the cutting edge of new music. And his listeners are knowledgeable as well as much as being devoted to the show. I mean, Gary and his girlfriend sound like massive fans of The Weeknd.
And his girlfriend blowing the weekend off on a long drive back from Manchester listening to the show tonight.
I heard this one. This was last night. I was driving around thinking that's definitely one.
Oh. I mean, I like The Weeknd. But...
Blowing the weekend off on a long drive back from Manchester listening to the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You thought that might be on tomorrow, did you, Chris, when you heard it?
I was driving, so obviously I couldn't write it down. And good one.
I still really... I'm a really good friend of yours. I still really can't get my head around you driving. I just can't see it in my head. Thank you much to Gabe for sending that one in. Could be Dave.
Bobby's gone.
Could be a typo there.
Gabe's done him.
Oh, Gabe.
If you spot an innuendo.
Bobby's gone.
Are we still going on?
Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Sorry if your name is Gabe and I just called you Dave. Now, who remembers the water, please? Who remembers the brilliant programme, Secrets from the Clink? No, okay. Now, in this episode of the show, former Strictly Come Dancing head judge Len Goodman is shocked to hear that one of his ancestors went to prison in the past. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I thought prison was supposed to be punishment.
Len's ancestor Henry was trying to earn premature discharge from his long penal stretch.
Oh, this is a wet one already. Len found out a lot about his ancestors that day.
From his long penal stretch.
Okay. Oh. Water, please.
This
is a good one, isn't it? Yeah. Next up, it's a classic from On Her Majesty's Service with Penelope Keith on Channel 4. Water, please. Lots of it. We're joining Penelope Keith on board the Gloriana, which is a flotilla used in the Queen's 90th birthday celebrations. Now, I know the Queen had a big party, but I didn't know it was this kind of party.
This is the way to travel. No traffic, lovely sound of lapping water, 18 good men and one woman and true, stroking away.
Bobby is gone. We've lost him.
Can you pass me an H2O, please, babe? Thank you.
Anything for you, Bob.
18 good men and one woman and true. Stroking away.
Water, please. You go, Chris, okay? Okay, now we're going over to the Today programme on Radio 4. The Today programme always at the forefront of journalism, setting the news agenda for the day while everyone else catches up. The beating heart of real journalism, if you will. And the key to a killer interview is to go in at full speed by asking your hardest-hitting question first. Like this.
Good morning.
Hello.
What should we know about Fanny?
Oh, that was vicious.
Straight in there, wasn't she? First question.
She don't miss a bit, does she?
Christ. What should we know about Fanny?
Okay. More water, please.
Okay, good.
Talk about the German composer Fanny Mendelssohn there. Water, please. Oh, Chris, you are wet.
Yeah.
Now we're going over to...
I don't know who's wettest, though. Everyone's got some.
Going over to Paul O'Grady now on BBC Radio 2. Don't really know what's going on here, but I think we've kind of eavesdropped on some heated exchange between Paul and his producer. Although this does seem a weird thing for Paul O'Grady to say to him.
And don't you dare touch that knob.
Oh, he's telling the audience not to touch the knob on the radio. Classic. Oh. Okay. Oh.
How you doing, Bob? You all right?
Yeah, I think I'm doing all right. Actually, sure. Swimming it.
Quite refreshing, isn't it?
I'm loving it.
Water, please. Now we're going over to The One Show on BBC One and one of our favourite clips from last week. Water, please, everyone. Water, water, water. Now, I don't really know what kind of doctor this man is, but maybe his name could provide some clues.
The simple yet ingenious treatment is thanks to the pioneering work of a doctor called Dick Creamer.
That is the most magnificent name I've ever heard.
Isn't it good? You need him on your show.
Of a doctor called Dick Creamer.
New doctor character. Hello, Dick. Water, please.
Hello, doctor.
Hello, doctor. How is that? Is it hairspray in your eyes yet, Bob?
Mm.
Oh, love.
And Mel.
Oh,
oh, God. Scummy. Oh, we've all out. I might have to stick this one out.
Unbelievably, we are nearly out of water.
Oh, no. Okay, only two more. We're now going over.
More, that's fine. Yeah,
we're going over to Superfoods, The Real Story on Channel 4. Presenter Kate Quilton is in Denmark to learn about a tradition involving cinnamon. I don't really know what this tradition is, but Kate seems really keen to take part in it.
Here in Denmark,
Denmark, I've been told that they have a bit of a bonkers tradition that involves cinnamon. These chaps are going to fill me in.
Oh. Well, we're fine on that one. And finally, over to Holiday of My Lifetime. And even more, Len Goodman. Now, this is the show where Len takes celebrities back to their favourite childhood
Bobby,
holidays.
Bobby, are you going to be sick? What are you doing?
Bobby.
Are you going to be sick?
Bobby, are you going to be sick? Bobby.
You look like you're about to be sick.
Bobby.
I had such a mouthful, Len.
What happened there?
You were twitching.
I felt like I couldn't swallow any and I couldn't hold any more in and I didn't know what I was going to do, so I got in a bit of a state, but it's all good in the corner then.
No drums, Scott.
No drums.
You've done this before. I thought you were going to be a pro. You've fallen off your chair and having convulsions,
yeah,
mate.
True.
Your face, but I was like, what's going on? Oh, wow.
I thought you were going to spew there.
But I felt sick. Okay. Now, I've worked with Len Goodman before and I've never known him to be this demanding.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
That was huge. That was like a toy.
My new favourite clip.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
And that was Bobby Norris and Pete Wicks on awesome. Innuendo Bingo.
Well, thank you.
And that was one of my favourites. Thanks, lads.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. We're just trying to ease the pressure and stress in your life this week. There's loads about it, about stress and how to handle it on the Radio 1 homepage. Also, there are some adorable kitten visitors in the Radio 1 Live Lounge, and you can see them on the Radio 1 website. It's actually proved that like pet therapy works. So if you want to just have a look, it's really kind of de-stressing a lot of people today. This person says, I'm working on a business plan for work. This is Alex in Cornwall. I'm watching and the kittens are preventing me from losing my mind because it's quite stressful. So we do have some really cute cats in the live lounge and we're about to have a cat rave.
Yeah.
They've been chilling all morning and people have been absolutely loving it. As well as the cats, also in attendance are an animal welfare representative and the cat owners, and they've told us that they are very happy for their cats to be given some catnip by us.
It's good stuff as well.
It's really good.
North American. It says on the no, Scott, it says it on the tin thing. Anyway, look, it's all good stuff, so it stimulates.
Looks good, yeah.
Anyway, this is what it does. If you don't know what it does, it stimulates a harmless, playful reaction.
Yeah. So the kittens have taken over the live lounge. They've been quite calm all day, but you know that they love this stuff. They go absolutely mad for it.
Yeah, this is a treat.
So if you can watch the cats go mad for the cat rave, Radio 1 website is where you'll find it. Get it on your phone or laptop or tablet. But I know most of you are listening to this, so you will just hear some amazing dance music. And what you have to do is just imagine some cats having it.
Yeah, because like that's what's going on.
Throwing shapes and like glow sticks in paws kind of vibe. Okay, so
are we all ready?
Are we ready?
Let's get this party started.
Come on, rave on. It's a cat rave. Okay, they're being given the catnip now. No, not moving.
Going off on the live stream here, Radio 1 website.
No, none of them are moving. Come on.
That cat's going in for more.
One of them's going for it.
Cat rave.
Cat rave. I don't seem to be doing anything.
Try a
different... I thought cats love this stuff.
Go for a different song.
Shall I? Okay. Cat rave! Come on, sniff it! What do they do? Do they pour at it or...? Come on, lads, you're on camera.
We should introduce a few glow sticks to the mix. Maybe that's where we've gone wrong. They're trying to coax some activity with a sock.
Okay. I thought they loved the catnip. I'm going to try a different vibe.
Cat rave if you're getting involved.
Mm. most chilled out cats I've ever seen. Are any of them raving?
A couple of them sort of have their paws up, and that one does. Look at that one.
Whoa. Cat rave. I'm going to go harder, I think.
They're kind of on a more spaced out thing, aren't they?
That one's just sat in the corner.
Someone's twirling some ribbon to try and, like, cause an effect. They're like,
rave.
Oh, what are you doing? That's so stereotypical.
Right.
Ribbon in a rave.
Right, I've saved the best to last. Here we are.
Cat rave.
Come on. Not doing anything?
No, didn't work.
Right, okay, that was Radio 1 Cat Rave there. Hope you enjoyed it if you watched. It's the trouble with live, isn't it? Doing
yeah,
it live.
Yeah. Scott Mills.
Bit of an anticlimax, that cat rave. People were amazingly enjoying the tunes, though. Well good, weren't they? Jason from Middlesbrough said, that was the most anticlimactic cat rave I've ever seen, and I've seen some cat raves in my time. Better luck next time, lads.
What, are we blaming the nip or the tunes?
Well, I don't know. I've got the nip here. Right, do you think they've actually just sold it to us and said it's catnip, but it's actually something else, like Yorkshire tea?
Oh, like tea bags. Yeah, could be. That happens.
It does look quite like tea.
Emma says, although the catnip didn't work, it was a great revision break.
Thank you. Charlie, that totally cheered me up, and I loved the music. Someone's saying the nip only works on the adult cats. They might be a bit young. I don't know. Either that or we've got some kind of dodgy batch or whatever. But I hope you enjoyed our cat rave.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Susan, who has just picked up her child from school, jumped back in the car and went, yas. Yeah, you got a problem. You need the Yas Clinic, which is on after three, helping people out. Giving you the help you need, really, Chris, if you, like me and you, say yes a lot.
I mean, I say it quite a lot. You say it nearly all the time. But there are so many people now listening that do say yes.
So many people in the same boat. We'll address this after three.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Corey.
Hi.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Birmingham.
Birmingham, yes. One of my faves. And you work with animals, right?
I help raise money for the animals.
Okay, cool. We've got loads of kittens and dogs in today just to try and de-stress people. Have you had a look yet?
I've just clicked onto it now.
Yeah, it does say on the Radio 1 website, if you go look there, that I love it. They've got this scrolling screen going along and it says, kitten's not your thing? Puppies here after three.
I love it.
So, I prefer kittens.
So you work for an animal charity. What do you do there?
I put items up on a popular auction website.
Okay, cool. I know
to raise money. Nice.
Got you. And you are 24 tomorrow?
I'm 24 tomorrow, yeah.
Doing anything tonight?
Not tonight. Tomorrow I'm going for a meal
with
my friend.
Yeah, it's not our actual birthday today.
I like to celebrate on the night before too.
Actually, does it not curse things if you play happy birthday the day before? Oh. Not an actual birthday till
okay,
tomorrow.
Forget that happened. What are you doing tomorrow then?
I'm just going out for a meal with my friends.
Sweet. Okay, right. Do you want to know what I've got for you today on Bangers? Who do you normally pick, by the way?
I normally pick Chris.
They do all say it.
Okay. All right, what have you got? You go first.
I'm going to go first today. I just thought after Cat Rave, we'll go for something a bit more chilled. Still a banger, though. This is Timbaland and One Republic. I said it's too late to apologize.
It's too late. Nice.
It's apologize. It's nice, isn't it? It's pleasant.
You feeling that, Corey?
I'm not sure.
Okay, what about this, then? Well, it's classic Mills. Yes! Biology? Girls Allowed?
Someone's been on the catnip.
I haven't heard that in a while.
I have not been on the catnip.
What are you gonna do? My manager's walked in, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think this is a tricky choice today because you've got a sort of more credible option, but then you've got.
Credible.
Then you've got Scott's one, which is, you know, a bit weird, but
credible One Republic.
I don't know. I'm interested to see where you go with this one, Corey.
I fancy a bit of biology.
Yes. I need to stop that. Let's go. Got some help after three. Girls Aloud is on.
You can't mistake my biology.
I mean, they were peaking then, weren't they, at that point?
What a weird choice from you. I actually think if I'd chosen any other banger, look how offended you are.
Why is that weird?
If I'd chosen any other banger, I would have won today. I think that was a gimme from me, just because mine was a bit snooze time, as Connor's just called it. That said, look, loads of people are loving it.
Yeah.
Craig is loving it in the office right now. Loves that song.
Yeah, it is good. Like, vintage Girls Aloud. What were you saying about someone from some TV show has been on?
Oh, yeah, the producers from Who Do You Think You Are have been on.
Have they?
Yeah, they're thinking of sort of tracing the bones of that, sort of like trying to work out how old it is, because it's ancient.
It's not ancient. No need for the siren. No, don't.
2005. It was a small robbery.
2-0.
Scott Mills.
So many people are addicted to saying the word yes for various reasons. So let's have our first meeting, shall we?
This is BBC Radio 1.
So welcome to the Yas Clinic. This is a safe place where people that can't stop using Yas come to talk it over and try and overcome their love of Yas.
Is Yassing banned in this environment, or is it just a safe place to Yas?
No, you can do it. I mean, because obviously we've all got a problem with it. I'm Scott, and I'm hosting the session today.
And my name's Chris. I'm here to make up the numbers. But I do Yas too much. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a bit about me. I've been saying Yas for about 6 years now, and I'd say it's got worse in the last year or two.
Does that coincide with anything in particular? Or?
I can't think what really triggered it. I guess that I think more and more people are saying it, and therefore I am as well now. It's kind of like I'm kind of like bouncing off other people, you know?
Do you find it's happened more since that interaction with that goat, the Yas goat? You know, since you started talking about the Yas goat a while ago. Do you remember that
goat?
Was it the goat?
No.
What was it then?
That's a who goat.
That was a who goat. Yeah, sorry, the goat doesn't say yes. It says who. That's a different clinic.
That's a different clinic for another time.
Although I think we might need to do a clinic for that one as well.
Okay. This is the who goat.
Sorry, my confusion.
Wrong thing. Okay, so we've got some people who are going to join us in the session today. First person, can you tell us your name, please?
It's Beth.
Hey, Beth, how can we help you?
Well, I'm addicted to saying yes.
And how many days has it been since your last yes?
Well, I did it today.
Oh, when?
That's okay.
Literally about, like, 15 seconds ago.
What, before you spoke to us?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to help you?
Well, I don't know. My boyfriend tries loads of things, just, like, shouting at me and telling me to shut up, but nothing's helping.
That's not the way to deal with it.
This is ridiculous, Scott. I'm sorry. This is one of your weirder ideas.
This is only session one, but thank you, Beth.
Sorry, all right.
For sharing. Hello, second person. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Johnny.
And what's your problem?
I cannot stop saying yeah.
Do a clap here.
Thank you. I feel better already.
How long have you been yassing?
I'm quite a newbie to yass. Mine was probably the last month, progressively getting worse. Yeah, it's got me good. And I'm occasionally now slipping in the old yass queen into it as well.
Well,
so I'm getting worse.
You've progressed to the hard stuff. Yass queen as well.
Unfortunately, yes. I don't know why I'm laughing because it's very serious.
It sounds to me you're easily influenced.
Apparently so. It's looking that way. You know, I'm hoping today this is the start of a new me.
There's a good point, actually. Okay, clap again. Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a good point there, Scott. What is the overall aim of this clinic? It's not to stop the yes, is it? Or is it just to recognise?
Just to recognise that we all do it and maybe try and wean ourselves off a little bit, because it's, like, ridiculous. Well done, Johnny. Well done.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Hello, who's this, please?
Hi, my name's John, and I'm addicted to saying yes!
That was a big one.
Yeah, you've got it bad by the sounds of it.
Yes.
And how does saying yes a lot affect your life?
Well, I just get a lot of odd looks at the moment, and most of my friends are just giving me massive eye rolls.
Do people judge you?
Silently to themselves, unless I go for a big one.
What's the biggest one you've done? Could you give us an example?
The last time I did this, because it happened fairly often, is
United won the game against Southampton for the trophy.
Yes.
And it sort of rapid fire, progressively getting bigger. Like, yas, yas, yas!
And that, would you say that's the biggest ones you've done?
That's probably one of the biggest ones I've done, yeah.
The most, yeah. And finally, who's this, please? What's your name?
Hiya, this is Tim, and I'm addicted to saying yas.
Well done.
Thank you.
Right, that's it. And
I still don't quite understand what the point of all this was, to be honest, Scott.
I get some money from all of you. I'm charging for the service.
Collecting the subs.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Yeah!
Obviously, we'll need some more sessions.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
While filming a recent episode of Who Do You Think You Are, he sadly managed to break every branch of his family tree. It's Charlie Slough.
How are you, mate?
I'm good. Did you enjoy that one today or didn't get it?
I got it. Okay. It was decent. It was mediocre. It was in there in the average bunch of your quotes. I mean, decent. It didn't make me laugh or chuckle. I was kind of like, meh, whatever.
So that's annoying because I've actually got at least two on the go today. See if this one floats your boat a bit more.
Why don't you save it for next week?
Shall I?
Yeah. No, go for it. I mean, you need to redeem yourself because that was a bit dead.
Oh, I liked it. He enjoys long romantic walks to the fridge. It's Charlie Slough.
That was
that is good.
You thought that was good?
I do actually.
Long romantic good. Walks to the fridge. It's not creative. He wanted to lose. Better.
He wanted to lose £10, so there's only 13 to go. It's Charlie Slough. Oh, okay. You got a little laugh there. So how are you?
I'm amazing.
Best looking fat
you?
Man in the universe.
Yeah. Well, I've seen you've been trying to take my title. I see a video of you recently scoffing your face. I was like, go, Millsy. I was so proud of you, bro.
I know. That baguette was delicious.
Was it actually nice?
It's the video of you just sort of wolfing it down.
Was that sauce or butter on your face?
Butter on my face.
Oh, my God.
A lot of butter, though.
That was a lot of butter.
Yes.
I would have scraped some of it off. That is excess butter.
It's all over my Instagram, guys. Right. So what's going on with you?
Moving on.
Same old, just trying to take over the world. One step at a time, getting there slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you?
I'm good. Do you know, we had Bobby Norris and Pete Wicks from Towie on Inuit Bingo today, and I thought of you. I was like, when was the last time you played it, if ever?
It's been a while.
I would like you to come back and do it again.
It's been like 2 years.
I thought so. Do you does it get to you? Do you just turn it down or?
No, there's been circumstances which have prevented me from doing it in the past, which I hope in the forthcoming month, we'll be able to
get over with the right medication.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm keen now. Yeah. Right, that's just an excuse. Here's today's Real or No Real.
Holly Willoughby will be taking a break from the This Morning sofa to make hard-hitting Louis Theroux-style documentaries.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Well, she is prone to crying on these other shows that she does, doesn't she? Because she does get carried away. What was the one? Is it Surprise, Surprise?
Yeah.
The remake that she did of that. And she was often in tears.
Yeah, she was actually, yeah.
Whereas Louis Theroux, I don't think I've ever seen him cry on one of his shows.
No,
even though he does some quite hard-hitting stuff.
He is such a G.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
Incredible.
You do see him like get choked up about things, and you do see emotion, but I've never seen tears from Theroux.
Has Theroux ever wanted to investigate you, Charlie?
No, there's no reason to. Why would you want to investigate me? Just a DJ, bro.
Yeah, no, but like, you know, like I would like to see your life away from the radio. Sometimes.
Yeah, like a weekend with Charlie Slough, that show.
It's just work.
Is it?
Literally, that's what I do.
You could take him along to one of your zoos.
Yeah, he would like that. I would actually enjoy that.
Bougies and Romford.
I'm not joking. I think
I've been there actually.
I think
is it good?
I don't think. I think I just made it up earlier.
All right.
I think it would be a good show actually. Louis Theroux and you kind of show you showing your life. And maybe that scene. Although he did do one about rapping.
Yeah.
And I seem to remember him having to do a rap. But he's not done Fire in the Booth.
No, he's not going to do Fire in the Booth.
Big brilliant.
Why? Hello,
he's an incredible artist.
How do you do? I'm Louis Theroux.
You seriously wouldn't turn down a Louis Theroux Fire in the Booth. That's madness.
No, I would.
That is madness.
I'll bring him on the show so we could have, you know, a conversation.
That's snobbery, that is.
It's not snobbery.
Hello, how do
it's
you do?
It's protecting the brand.
So Holly Willoughby is going to start doing more kind of hard-hitting, serious documentaries. I bet Stacey Dooley's fuming if this is true.
I like Stacey as well.
Yep.
Would she be allowed in the booth or not?
But she's livid. What, back off, Willoughby.
No, I don't even know why that would work.
Why would I let Stacey in the booth? I think you was thinking something totally different. No, your eyes suggested something totally different, bro.
Real or no real, Holly Willoughby's going to do a Louis Theroux style documentary.
I'm going to go real.
I mean...
Yes?
I'm going to have to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yes, made up. Holly isn't leaving this morning, but she has expressed an interest in making some hard-hitting documentaries. And also, starring in Emmerdale and Hollyoaks, not as hard-hitting.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Mallory Knox, Better Off Without You. It's a bit of you, that, Charlie Sloth.
I love that record, man.
Bit of Mallory.
Mad. It sounds really good in the car.
I would really like to have I'd like to have a show one day where you play all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, one day. Maybe with that Christmas show we've talked about for the last 5 years will happen eventually.
Scott, I was just
so keen.
I was just confessing to Charlie that I copied one of his things I'd seen online the other day, right? I was watching a Charlie Sloth DJ gig on YouTube just to see what it's like, just to see what goes on.
Yeah.
And then do you remember I was telling you, I was DJing a Nuki on Friday night and got carried away, thought I was Charlie Sloth and started copying
two
songs
you do?
That looked like the same. Well, in the video I saw, you did this amazing thing with Purple Rain.
That was sick, right?
So I played it.
But that goes mad in the dance.
Don't just copy Charlie Sloth.
But there's a little speech that goes with that as well.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know, I copied it.
You copied the speech?
No, you didn't.
You can't copy the speech.
Honestly, I was enjoying myself.
Oh. Did you everyone get their phones out and stuff?
Everyone loved it.
Oh.
All right. I need to get some tips. Here's next real or no real.
Mary Berry sent the internet into complete and utter meltdown last night after adding tea bags to her unique spaghetti bolognese recipe.
Okay, so do you know Mary Berry?
No, I don't know who Mary Berry is.
Yes, you do.
What
do
I
you
have
mean?
No
don't
idea.
Lie.
I have no idea who Mary Berry is, but if I'm being absolutely honest, to me it sounds like she was sitting there thinking, how can I make my secret recipe for my spag bowl sound super interesting and unique? I know, I'll pretend that I put tea bags in it. What kind of sane human being puts tea bags in their spag bowl?
True story, right? When I was younger, I didn't like mushrooms. I'm not really sure why. And to get them, to
cool
sort of sneak them into my diet, my mum used to call them bollocks. And
Sorry?
Bollocks of spaghetti bolognese.
Right, okay.
And then because I thought they weren't mushrooms, it was absolutely fine.
Go on.
True story.
Eat your bollocks. Go on, eat them.
True story.
Eating them up, they're good for you.
I now know the mushrooms and I like them.
Jeez.
Oh, you've changed. So Mary Berry, she's on Great Great British Bake Off. You've never seen that, though?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
That's unbelievable.
Well,
why?
Maybe she put tea
Should
bags.
Should I see it?
Yeah.
Really?
It was finished now, but yeah. She put tea bags in her unique spaghetti bolognese recipe, real or no real.
You'll never hear that the same way.
That's so weird now.
No, even for Mary Berry, this is too weird, so I'm gonna say no real.
I'm going to say this is real, because that sounds like something somebody would do just to stand out from the crowd.
So, okay.
That one is no real.
No, but she did send Twitter into meltdown last night when she added white wine to her spaghetti bolognese recipe instead of red wine. What's she thinking? The hashtag SpagBolgate was trending within a matter of minutes. Oh, Mary. And finally,
star of The Voice and tech entrepreneur will.i.am will be filming his next music video on the set of Coronation Street.
I just wanted to say the BBC had a right result getting rid of that show. How bad is that show? How bad is it? It's the, do you know what? I don't watch much TV.
A glowing endorsement.
That show is probably one of the worst shows and probably one of the main reasons why I don't watch television. Okay. It is shocking. I saw a clip of it where will.i.am was sat there filming it on his phone.
Yep.
What kind of TV is that?
Right, here's the thing. I think will.i.am's lost it. I think he's lost it.
Well, the rumour is that he's an alien. That's the rumour.
Well, that would make sense.
That's the rumour is he's an alien. Bless him. Lovely lad.
Don't know what's going on with him.
But not from this planet.
I would like to see the music video on the set of Coronation Street, though, wouldn't you?
Well, if this is true, this will confirm everything I've just said.
But with everyone involved, like extras from actual Coronation Street. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? The same characters. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Who are the main characters in Coronation Street these days?
You've got Ken.
It's Matt Lack Kenston, isn't it?
Yes, he's Matt Lack Kenston, isn't it?
Are you serious?
You got Matt Steve.
Matt Lack Ken, you know?
Yeah, he's still in it. You've got Steve, you've got... Oh, they're all on.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, so is Will I Am going to be doing his next music video on Coronation Street?
Judging off what I saw in The Voice and how bizarre that show is and how bizarre he is in general, I'm going to say this is real.
Yeah, let's go real.
That one's real.
Yes, it is true. The ITV soap set has been chosen by the voice judge as the backdrop for his next music video. According to Coronation Street's very own Beverly Callard, who plays Rover's Return landlady Liz McDonald, and she let plans slip.
Man Like Bev.
That's right. At the end of that round of Real
No,
Real.
No, sorry, that doesn't Oh, time to go.
Gosh. At the end of the round of Real No Real.
I got 20, Charlie got 30.
Okay, good. One. Back tomorrow from 1pm on BBC Radio 1. What a weird show. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.